Now, this Safe Schools program has become, and rightly, controversial. More and more is being revealed. It appears now that this is a product of Christopher Pyne and Simon Birmingham, when Christopher Pyne was the Education Minister and the current Minister is Simon Birmingham. And to be fair, this occurred on Tony Abbott's watch, and there should have been greater scrutiny of it then. It began at the Victorian Government level. Then they got a kick-in of $8 million from the federal government. It's a shame that an education program whose primary focus is to tackle bullying in schools, especially bullying related to sexuality, it's a disgrace that this has now become a controversy. But this is what happens when sensible ideas, which everyone agrees with, are palmed off to ideologues to develop into programs. We now know that the architect of this now notorious Safe Schools program is one Ros Ward, described as an outspoken hard left warrior. And apparently this supposedly anti-bullying crusader is not averse to a bit of bullying language herself. She has described the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton as a sexist prick and accused him of responsibility for instances of sexual abuse at the Nauru Detention Centre. Writing in the socialist magazine Red Flag, should be called Red Rag, in January, she argued, quote, Dutton is responsible for these horrors. We should rage longer and harder against his ongoing crimes against refugees. No one objects to anti-bullying programs in schools designed to tackle issues like homophobia. But a program that instructs teachers that it is heterosexist to refer to students as girls and boys is going too far. And who put this program in the hands of some left-wing ratbag? To introduce terms like pansexual and trans guy and sister girls to 11-year-olds is over the top. Bullying is a huge issue in schools. The LNP, Liberal National Party backbencher Federal, Ewan Jones, said two children committed suicide last year at his son's school. The problem, though, needs to be addressed in a sensible and politically neutral way. And that can't happen when you allow it to be hijacked by left-wing ideologues.